Hi everybody, welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel, and you're welcome to another little bite-sized political podcast. So hope this finds you well, and just sit back and relax, although if you're driving, probably not doing that would be a good idea. And I want to talk to you about a story which I think we should be aware of. However, it's one that I don't necessarily think the likes of the BBC will be reporting on anytime soon. But GB News reports that, quote, 300,000 Brits are living with a heart condition that could kill within 5 years. Say what? Heart condition, you say? Over almost a third of a million people? Right? Yeah, it says without prompt treatment, it's estimated that up to 173,000, which is 59% of the 300,000, will die from aortic valve stenosis over the next 5 years leading up to 2024. Oh, you say over the next 5 years. So all those people could die, right? It's a stealth disease, which apparently people have no idea that they're affected since there's no clear symptoms. Aortic valve stenosis, or AS, is a heart condition that hardly shows any symptoms until it's already too late. Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Let's read what is aortic. What does this condition actually do? What it means is, you might suggest, that the heart's aortic valve, which is that big, the aorta running into the heart, narrows and it blocks or reduces the blood flow from the heart into the main artery to the body. This gives rise to, get this now, chest pain, dizziness, fatigue, or a rapid fluttering heartbeat. Does that remind you of anything, folks? Is it just me, or there's a bell ringing here? I think it's the Grim Reaper ringing the bell. Bell is tolling for what? All those conditions, eh? High blood pressure. Goes on to say, don't worry about it. People who have comorbidities such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart conditions, yeah, or those of an older age. All right. Those people, yeah. The same people that would be very vulnerable to COVID, yeah. The people who would have been prioritized for the jabs, yeah. Same people, yeah. Okay, so what does it go on to say? Apparently, there's roughly 30, they're talking about 35,000 people every year could die. And almost 10,000 of those deaths will be in the 55 to 64-year old age group. All right, that age group. Again, the most vulnerable to COVID, the most jabbed. And so it goes. So they talk about there needs to be detection and interventions. And without these, apparently the survival prospects of these people could be very poor. So just think of the numbers here for a second, shall we? They're talking about up to 172,000 people dying. And I'm suggesting to you, let's just put it out there, that there is a damn good reason for this condition. And I'm suggesting it's the clot shot. Yeah, I'm suggesting. But you've got no evidence, David, you say. No, I don't have any evidence. But then they don't have any evidence that the clot shot doesn't cause it. So, well, no, actually, that's not true. We know that the clot shot does cause tremendous clotting and associated issues with the cardiovascular system. We know that. That's why we give it the derisory name, the clot shot, in the first place. So we know there are issues concerning the COVID vaccines and the cardiovascular system. So could it be, just putting it out there, that whilst we know as a fact that roughly 17,500 people in the UK have died of COVID, that's the exact number from the ONS, 17,500 have died of COVID, could we be having 172,000 deaths off the vaccine? And if so, do you think that constitutes? Yeah, that was a fair risk. It was a risk, you know, on the sort of balance of probabilities. It's still worth having the jab. Oh yeah, what? Because you're going to be likely to be almost 17,000. It's almost 10 times as many deaths from this AAS condition. This aortic valve stenosis than anybody the possibility of dying from actually with COVID-19, which is pretty damn remote. If 17,500 people have died of COVID from a population of 70 million, check your percentages, then have a look at what 172,000 people looks like out of a population of 70 million. And all of a sudden you realize that, could it be, is it a possibility that these vaccines are gonna lay waste for the next 4 or 5 years till a huge chunk of our fellow citizens, and they will all be keeling over with a heart condition that's pretty much invisible, and that aortic valve is narrowing all the time, and the consequences of that are reduced blood flow, and as I say, chest pain, dizziness, fatigue, and a rapid fluttering heartbeat. Oh, David, you mean like the sort of thing that the footballers get? Yeah, sort of thing the footballers get, where they fall over and die on the pitch. Yeah, that sort of stuff. But we have to remember, the vaccines are 100% safe and 100% effective. Dr. Fauci told us that. Chris Whitty told us that. Boris Johnson told us that. And we know Boris Johnson would never lie. Boris Johnson is a man for whom the word integrity was written. So they're telling us, don't worry about these things. Just keep taking your boosters. Get as much of the vaccine, quote unquote, into your body as is humanly possible, and you're going to be fine. And don't worry about things like aortic valve stenosis and this huge number, 300,000 people who could be affected by it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's not a problem. You're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. So there you have it, folks. That is the latest news. It looks like a huge number of Brits are currently, as we speak, are developing this silent heart condition, which could very well kill them. Funny old world. Thanks for listening.